This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. I have a lot of stuff to talk about on today's program, and a lot of it is very serious, and some of it is very sad. I'll begin with relating something to you that you may already know about, and that is the untimely passing or death of Joe Hagman, the son of Doug Hagman of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Mysteriously, Joe Hagman died of a heroin overdose. And his father, Doug, explained certain elements of what has been happening, what he's going through, that are very important for you to understand. Now, I knew Joe Hagman. I know Doug Hagman. I've been with them at various events across the nation. I talked to Joe Hagman at length a number of times about a month or two ago. You know, whatever Joe's challenges or difficulties were or are, not once was I ever remotely tempted to sever any kind of relationship with him because of some difficulties and challenges and problems he had in his life. Everybody you know and I know, every human being has problems, difficulties, and challenges in their life. So we never ostracize or cut people off because of that. And I could see the emotion, rightfully so, in Doug Hagman's voice. Rightfully so. I thought, under the circumstances of what he had to announce, that Doug Hagman did an incredible job of relaying information to his audience, as well as expressing his emotions as the father of Joe that has now gone on to be with the Lord, and other remarks that he made at the end of his video message. And according to what I was able to perceive from what Doug was communicating, was simply that Doug is convinced that there's more to the story than what there appears to be. Now, since many of you listened to or have listened to the Hagmans for years, since many of you listened to Doug Hagman and Joe Hagman, especially when Joe was alive, since many of you know them one way or the other, if by nothing more than listening to them on the Hagman Report or Hagman and Hagman, you know that these guys were the real deal. They weren't like manufactured icons. They didn't act like stars. They didn't, you know, they didn't have a big promotional machine to make them look larger than life. Both of them were simply regular guys, and they were the real deal. I mean, what you saw is what you got. They are who they are publicly, privately. I know because I've hung out with them. But in this kind of situation, I know for myself, the instant reaction that I had watching Doug Hagman's remarks, instantly I was horrified. Instantly I was shocked. Instantly I was I was experiencing grief, and I could only imagine Doug's grief. And I was gripped by the fact that a tragedy, a very personal tragedy, had just occurred. Now we know, because Joe Hagman is a believer in Jesus Christ, that he is in heaven right now. In fact, whatever the precise circumstances surrounding his death, he's in heaven. He was in heaven instantaneously. And he's in a brand new glorified body in heaven. And there's no sorrow or pain for him right now because he's in heaven. He's in paradise with Jesus Christ. But meanwhile, down on here on earth, his father, Doug, is grieving. The family's grieving. Joe's wife is grieving. There's a lot of lies and disinformation going on all over the internet. And you need to be careful. People asking for money, which is not authorized by Doug Hagman. Apparently, one woman claiming to be Joe's fiance and raising money. I mean, really, you have to be worse than a bottom feeder. You have to be, I can't say what I want to say, but you have to be so incredibly pathetic to exploit a tragedy and try to raise money on the emotions of somebody's death by claiming you are the fiancé of the deceased when he never had a fiance. He has a wife, he doesn't have a fiance. And I'm sure there'll be more disinformation coming out as time goes by. But the overwhelming sense that I had when I was watching Doug speak was the need for me personally, and really the need for every person who truly believes in Jesus Christ, who's born again, who knows God personally. There was a call issued from the Holy Spirit as Doug was speaking. That call was upon me, and for all of you that watched it, that call was upon you. Because in my spirit, I sensed that immediately I needed to begin to increase my efforts, to escalate my prayers. We have prayed for the Hagmans many times at the Paradise Mountain Church services in intercession. I've prayed for them privately. But as I heard Doug, I knew that I was being summoned from the Lord to pray and urge others to pray at a far higher level. And what I mean by a far higher level is simply this. You know, there's all kinds of prayers. There's the God bless the food that we're about to eat prayer. That's fine. And there's the God bless you prayers. Those are prayers at a certain level. They're fine. But when a tragedy like death has occurred, when someone's life has been taken out, then, as the Lord directs, there's a need for a higher level of prayer. And this higher level of prayer is called spiritual warfare. It's where you come to terms with the fact, you come to terms with the reality and the fact that the world is exactly as God has described the world in his holy word, the Bible. And in this world that we live in, there is an all-out war or an all-out battle between the forces of good and the forces of evil. And this is a battle or war that is happening on multiple dimensions. So we have the battle in the physical realm, but then we have the battle in the spiritual realm. Or as the Apostle Paul said, "For our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places." Whatever the nature of Joe Hagman's mysterious death from heroin overdose, apparent heroin overdose, whatever happened, whatever the battle is, whatever the outcome is, we know for certain that no matter how the events transpired, including if it's simply a face value heroin overdose, no matter how the events transpired, we know for sure there was the engagement and the involvement of demonic forces, principalities and powers, and the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Because those satanic beings can interface with human beings, they can control human beings and groups, they can guide and direct human beings and groups, but those principalities and powers, etc., purely on a spiritual level, could engineer a drug overdose death, if indeed it was a drug overdose death. So the imperative of engaging in spiritual warfare is mandatory if you read the Word of God, because God does not operate. God has told us in His Word, all over His Word, that God has chosen not to operate and function in this world all by Himself. The way God moves in this world, in these kinds of situations, the way God moves in this earth, is in partnership with His people. A lot of Christians don't understand the most important message. This is not about worshiping a God who does everything and is in heaven. That's not how God operates. God operates in partnership with His people down here on earth. The majority of what God does is through people, specifically His people, but He's not restricted to just moving through His people. He will move through people that are not His people. But it's not a thing where God is doing everything and God's reality is separate from our reality. A lot of people don't want to hear that because it, you know what it does? It demands of you that you do something. And most people would prefer to invent a false theological argument or a false theological excuse to empower and justify their apathy, their indifference, and to anesthetize their guilt. So they invent this fraudulent theology where they're not responsible to be the hand, eyes, arms, feet of God. I mean, for crying out loud, when you read the Bible, you read that the supernatural body of Christ, what is the supernatural body of Christ? The supernatural body of Christ consists of all those people who are truly born again by the Spirit of God, and all those people who are truly born again by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Together, they compose the supernatural body of Christ. Now, the body of Christ, which is supernatural, is here on earth. It's the church, which consists of all true believers. The body of Christ is here on the physical earth. The head of the body of Christ is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the head. We in the true church are His supernatural body. Therefore, Jesus is in heaven, ruling and reigning from His throne room. And Jesus is the head of the church, which means all true believers in Jesus Christ. And therefore, we are the physical body of Christ that is supposed to be operational and active and doing what the head, Jesus Christ, commands us to do from heaven. So, in any situation, and specifically in situations like this, God calls his people, always. In the Bible, there's the account of the Lord looking for somebody who was willing to pray and engage in spiritual warfare. God was looking for a man or a woman to stand in the gap. And in the Bible, it says that the Lord looked for a man to stand in the gap, and he could find none, which basically means God was looking for a man or a woman to stand in the gap, and he could find none. God has the same problem today. He issues a call for a more engaged, committed form of prayer called spiritual warfare. God issues a call by his Holy Spirit, and only a percentage of his people will respond. Why is that? Very simple. Only a percentage of his people are walking in an obedient relationship to Jesus Christ. A disturbing percentage will hear God call them, but immediately suppress the voice of God in their subconscious or their inner beings, or change the channel so they pretend they can't hear the voice of God. When Doug Hagman was speaking, I heard the voice of the Lord, not in an audible voice. I heard the Spirit of God calling me to engage in spiritual warfare on behalf of the Hagman family, their program, and this entire situation. And I know that God also was issuing a call to many others. He was issuing a call to many others. Now, many heard that call and suppressed the voice of God. And then they wonder, when there's a problem or trouble in their life, they always wonder, gee, I'm praying and praying to God. I'm crying out to God. I'm praying like crazy. But God doesn't seem to answer my prayers, they say. It's like I pray and nothing happens, they say. Well, I have prayed. I've prayed and prayed and prayed, but I haven't seen anything happen. Let me give you a wake-up call. The reason you don't see anything happen when you pray, the reason you make statements like, I prayed and prayed and prayed, and it doesn't seem like God hears my prayers, or I haven't seen anything happen. The reason you make statements like that, you want to know why that when you pray, nothing happens? Do you want to know why when you pray and pray and pray and call on God that you don't seem to have any answers to your prayer? It seems like God is not there. Do you want to know why when you pray sometimes it's like the heavens are brass? That when you pray, it's like your prayers are bouncing off the ceiling and hitting you in the head. You want to know why? It's very simple. Because when the Lord called you by his Holy Spirit, when the Lord called you personally to pray for others, to pray for situations, time after time after time, when you heard the voice of the Lord call you to pray for others, you pretended you didn't hear the voice of the Lord, and you suppressed the voice of the Lord and like stuck, locked away the voice of the Lord, changed channels in your mind and pretended you didn't hear him. You ignored the voice of the Lord. You understand what I'm saying to you? You need to understand what I'm saying to you, because every one of you listening, without exception, including me, every one of us will be in a place countless times in our lives when we are going to need God to answer our prayer. We're going to be in a place where we're going to call unto God and pray to God. Okay, every one of us are going to enter an entire consecutive series of situations and events where it's just too big for us, and we're the only way we are going to make it is through prayer to God. And we absolutely want God to answer our prayers. But if you have told me, as so many people have told me, that when you pray, God doesn't seem to answer your prayers, and you pray and pray, and nothing happens, or you keep praying, and you don't hear anything from God, prayers like that. When people tell me they're praying and they're praying and they're calling out to God and nothing happens. They can't hear from God. God doesn't seem to move. God doesn't seem to answer their prayers. There's a reason why. And let me tell you what the reason why is so you can avoid that in your time of calamity. When the Lord called you multiple times to pray for someone else, when the Lord called you multiple times to do something, to help someone else or somebody else or whatever, when the Lord called upon you with the expectation that you would be obedient to his voice and that you would begin to pray for the person or the situation or do action as he's calling you to do. When the Lord called upon you, time after time, listen very carefully, you chose to ignore the voice of the Lord. You chose to pretend that you didn't hear God. You chose to suppress the voice of the Lord in your subconscious somewhere, or you chose to change the channels in your mind. In any effect, you didn't obey God. You didn't listen to him. You pretended you could not hear his voice, and you didn't pray as you were commanded to pray for others by God. And you did it countless times. Now, calamity has come your way. Tragedy has come your way. And you want to know why God doesn't seem to answer your prayers, and you've prayed and prayed and prayed and nothing happens. You want to know why your prayers seem to go nowhere. You want to know why it doesn't seem like God ever answers your prayers, or you can't hear the voice of God. You want to know why God is not answering your prayers? Very simple, very simple. God is chastising you. God is dealing with you. God is treating you exactly as you treated his voice. God is ignoring your voice exactly as you repeatedly ignored God's voice. God is not answering your prayers because when God asks you to pray continually, when God asks you to pray for others, you never prayed for others. So God is treating you in the exact same way you deserve to be treated. You're under a form of judgment or chastisement by the Lord. So if you're scratching your head, and if you're not scratching your head now, I promise you, you will be scratching your head sometime in the future when events happen and you need God and you're going to go, gee, I don't know why God, I'm telling you why. Don't go into this mystery mode where you can't figure out why God's answering your prayer. There is no mystery mode. It's really simple. As you sow, so shall you reap. God called upon you multiple times to pray or do something. You ignored him. You disobeyed him. You refused to do it over and over again. So now when you're praying to God, God is treating you exactly like you treated him. Except God is being very merciful to you because you're just a pipsqueak human being. And God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the supreme being. He's God Almighty. On that basis of alone, you should have obeyed him. Now, why am I saying that? I'm saying it for two reasons. I'm giving you a lesson so that you can avoid being in the very bad place of praying to God and getting no answers. And number two, I'm using that as an illustration to confront some of you, lest you be tempted to ignore the call of the Holy Spirit and pray for the Hagmans, or pray for the people that God has told you to pray for. That's why I'm sharing this. The purpose of me sharing this to you is hopefully redemptive and instructive. It's not about condemnation. It's about being redemptive and constructive. So as I was watching Doug Hagman, I felt the call of the Lord for me to be intensely escalate my prayers for him and his family, and to, in fact, go into spiritual warfare. That means not just praying God bless you prayers or Lord bless the food we're about to eat prayers. That means knowing what the Word of God says. For example, the Apostle Paul, for our fight is not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities and powers and the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places. So we recognize that in any situation, there are physical reasons why things happen, and there are spiritual reasons for why things happen. And whether we're fighting a physical battle or a spiritual battle, the reality is, when we deal with what's called final reality, they're connected. The spiritual world is always connected to the physical world. And so if we expect to make change in the physical world, it has to be backed up by making changes in the spiritual world. And how do we do that? We use the weapons of our warfare that are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. How do we do that? We pray in the name of Jesus, because Jesus has given us the keys of the kingdom. And therefore, whatever we ask Jesus to do in his name, believing it, he will do it for us. That's how you pray. That's how you pray. And that's how we're going to pray. Because one of our brothers who stands on the front line spiritually, Doug Hagman and the Hagman family, has suffered a tragedy. And we are required by the Lord to pray for him and his family, not as some religious thing, but the purpose of our prayers is to engage in spiritual warfare. And that means to call upon God to release his highest ranking angelic armies and ask the Lord, which I already have hours ago, I asked the Lord, and you need to ask the Lord, we need to ask the Lord together, to send his highest ranking angelic armies. We need to ask the Lord to send them to Doug Hagman, to the Hagmans, to their family, to the situation, to send massive numbers of God's highest ranking angelic armies. Two, take control of the situation, bring light to the situation, and to confront the principalities and powers and the demonic powers. Demonic powers have to be confronted. So our prayers are not only sending in God's angelic armies, but our prayers are also about going into the throne room of God through the blood of Jesus and asking God to remove, to bind, to destroy, to uproot all the demonic powers and the principalities and powers and evil forces that may be operational in that situation, to come against them in the invisible realm or the spiritual world. Now, this is important. This is how we engage in the greatest battle for the hearts and souls of mankind in the history of the world. We do it by practical physical things, and we do it by spiritual things. Passivity is not an option. Passivity is not an option because passivity is cowardice. If you look in Revelation, cowardice is a sin that will keep you permanently locked out of heaven. Did you know that? Passivity is connected to cowardice. Passivity is apathy. Passivity is unbelief. Passivity is disobedience to the Lord. Because you can never, God always has instructions, commandments for his people. And whatever God instructs us to do through his word or through his spirit, we are to obey the Lord. That means we can't be passive. We need to be active and engaged. That may mean pausing before you act, thinking before you act, praying before you act, but that isn't passivity. All those things are activity. But we need to go do kingdom business. See, this is what kingdom business is. This is what occupying the land until he comes is. This is how we come against the principalities and powers and the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places. So, I'm going to put up the message on the Paul McGuire eBlast. If you're signed up for the Paul McGuire eBlast at paulmcguire.us, I'm going to put up Hagman's message, a message I have, and some other stuff. And you'll be able to, it's not up there yet, but you'll be able to get it at paulmcguire.us. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us, and we'll be back in just a moment. This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. When anyone who is a supernatural member of the body of Christ, and that simply means anyone who has genuinely received Christ into their lives and has become born again, that person is a supernatural member of the body of Christ. They are going to be in heaven. Now, we are supposed to do good to all men, those who are in the body of Christ and those who are not in the body of Christ. But we also have a special obligation to our brothers and sisters in the Lord. For example, Doug Hagman is our brother in the Lord. Joe Hagman is still our brother in the Lord. And we have an obligation towards them. And one of the primary things that we can do, not in quote the religious sense, not in just mumbling a bunch of obligatory words, but to actually function and act based on what the Bible teaches. So, for example, when we want to confront principalities and powers and engage in spiritual warfare, one of the first things we do is that the Word of God instructs us to come boldly to the throne of grace. The reason we can come boldly to the throne of grace, which is the throne that God is sitting on, is because of grace. You see, anyone who was coming to God's throne other than through the grace of God should be terrified because their sins have not been cleansed. But when we come to the throne room of grace, when we come to the throne room of God by a new and living way, the new and living way is Jesus Christ, which simply means we have asked Jesus to cleanse us of all our sins, to cleanse us through his blood by faith. It's on that basis that, in a spiritual sense, we can spiritually enter into the throne room of God with confidence and boldness because we put our faith in the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us of all sin. And Jesus says to us in the Word of God that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, which means unmerited favor, to find an ever-present help in time of need. When we take advantage of the ever-present help in time of need, that means God, the infinite God, his ever-present help, that's very powerful, is available to us whenever we need it in the time of need. So we can pray that for ourselves, our families, but when we pray intercessory prayer, what we're doing is that we are functioning, in a sense, as proxies for other people and other situations, and we are going boldly to the throne of grace on their behalf, lifting up them, their situation, their challenges, etc. So what I'd like you to do is join me in a brief moment of intercessory prayer. And I'm asking you to pray a prayer after me, or you can pray in your own words if you like. And I'm asking that we pray together at this time because that will mean that large numbers of us will come together as one. The Word of God says that we're two or one, or two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And there is also an exponential release of supernatural power through what is called agreeing prayer, where two or more of you pray and agree on earth, it shall be done for you by my Father who's in heaven. So let's pray, and you can pray by repeating these words or using your own words. Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now, and we ask, Jesus, that you would cleanse each one of us, our families, our lives, ourselves, that you would cleanse us of all sin through the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us of all sin, past, present, and future. And Lord, we receive the full forgiveness of all sins by faith in Jesus' name. Lord, we now come boldly to the throne room of grace because we are cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. And we come boldly to the throne room of grace to secure your ever-present help in time of need, which is now. Our brother in the Lord, Joe Hagman, has joined you in heaven. Our brother in the Lord, Doug Hagman, is grieving, and his family is grieving. And there's many things they need to sort out. There's many things that they have to do. And so, Lord, we come boldly into the throne room of grace, talking to you, Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we ask, God, that you would supernaturally release your power upon the Hagmans, upon Doug, upon his family, upon everything that he discussed on his television show, Father. We ask that the supernatural power of God would be released to bless, to guide, to enhance what he's doing, Father. We pray that the power of God would come upon him and his family supernaturally, to give him the supernatural wisdom, the power, the direction, the knowledge, the anointing, the energy to accomplish and do the various things that he must do, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that the power of the Holy Spirit would comfort Doug and every family member in the name of Jesus. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would be Lord of this entire situation. Now, God, there's an element that Doug raised up, whether he used this exact word or not, I don't recall, but there's a certain amount of mystery to this death. We ask, Jesus, that you would reveal anything that's hidden, that you would supernaturally reveal it in the eyes of people who are righteous and will do what is right. So, Father, if there is anything hidden, we are collectively asking that you would send your angelic armies in vast numbers, Lord, disperse your angelic armies right now to the locations they need to go to. And we pray, Father, that if there is anything hidden, especially that's which is pertinent to the situation, that you would supernaturally reveal it. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from the throne room of God, we ask, Jesus, that you would bind the principalities and powers. You would bind the territorial spirits. You would bind every demonic power and the hierarchy of powers, Jesus, that you would bind them and render them inoperative in the invisible realm, God. Lord, not only that, we ask in the name of Jesus that you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, would destroy, eradicate, incapacitate, break up any human demonic partnerships, any human partnerships or demonic partnerships in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would shatter them, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask, God, that you would release your infinite supernatural power. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we take spiritual authority with you in the throne room of God. We take spiritual, supernatural authority over all principalities and powers, over the dark, unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places, over demonic powers, over human beings and human organizations, Father, in Jesus' name. We take spiritual authority over all of these things, God, in the name of Jesus. And in Jesus' name, we command all dark plots. We command all works of darkness to be stopped immediately and self-destruct. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over any potential curses, rituals, satanic rites, occult secret societies. Father, in the name of Jesus, from the throne room of God, lesser authority must yield to greater authority. We're praying to you. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. There is no greater authority in the entire created order and universe than you, Jesus. Jesus, you are Lord. So we're asking you, Jesus, to exercise your authority as the highest level being in everything that exists. Exercise your authority and rulership and dominion over all demonic powers, over all rituals, over all curses, over all spells, over all satanic rituals, any occult rites, any satanic rites. We believe you, God, and we praise you for superseding, destroying, and ruling over them, including the activity of demons. We command all demonic powers, all principalities and powers from the throne room, Father. We command them to be immediately removed from any area in the access of what we're discussing. We command every demonic power, every demon, every principality and power, every spirit to be removed in the name of Jesus right now, God. We command them in the authority of Jesus to be removed now and sent into the abyss prematurely as punishment, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, with your light and your angelic armies, penetrate any secret cells, organizations, groups, connections. Expose them, shatter them, amputate them, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we make this final appeal to you. Lord, give Doug Hagman and those with him a special supernatural anointing that will enhance all his natural and spiritual giftings. Lord, move upon him supernaturally so that he can see into the unseen, so that he can use his knowledge and wisdom at a very enhanced, supernaturally enhanced level, that you will bring to him people, words, situation, data, evidence, that you will bring it to him, that you would assign your angels right now to convict anybody who has this stuff and is holding out, that you would convict them, that you would send your angels forth to bring it to him. Lord, we pray, God, that through your sovereign power, that you would call forth all members of law enforcement that have integrity, that are righteous, that are above board, that you would call law enforcement from the highest levels to the lower levels, that you would select and call forth the highest levels and the local levels of law enforcement. But through your sovereign power, Father, block, prohibit, and prevent infiltration from those who have corrupted themselves, sold their souls, and whose hearts are bent on evil or just laziness or incompetence. Keep them out, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray that the massive angelic armies would be released to be with Doug in this spiritual war, and that you would give Doug supernatural victory and success as you gave it to David as he went against Goliath, Lord. We believe, God, that nothing is impossible with you. We ask, God, that you would shake heaven and earth to apprehend, if this indeed is the case, to apprehend those that need to be apprehended. Father, send your angelic armies right now. That any evidence, any data that gets collected, such as autopsies, etc., and other things, give Doug and the key people your supernatural discernment and understanding. Remove from the collection of this data those who are corrupt and would function as disinformation agents, God, in the name of Jesus. Let Doug get the truth, not superficial truth, the total truth. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus as intercessors that you would exercise your sovereignty and that you would apprehend, arrest, destroy, and imprison in legal ways, Lord. Let me emphasize, in legal, law-abiding ways. That the apprehension, investigation, that you would anoint it, and it would go the full spectrum of those involved from top to bottom. We're asking for this, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And now, Jesus, we believe you and praise you, and we thank you, God, that from the throne room of God, because we have gone and because we've brought Doug Hagman and his family into the throne room of God with us as intercessors, because we have appropriated the blood of Jesus Christ over Doug's life, the people in his life, Doug's family's life, key people involved, we plead the blood of Jesus over Doug and all those involved, and we bring them into the throne room of God with us as recipients of the supernatural power, blessing, and protection that you're releasing right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Fortify Doug supernaturally, God. Protect his family supernaturally. So, Father, right now we are in the secret place of the Most High, and we praise you, Lord, that we're in the secret place of the Most High. And, Lord, from the secret place of the Most High, we invoke and call on your supernatural divine protection, divine guardianship. We claim and call forth your supernatural covering of protection. We claim, Father, in the name of Jesus, your full authority and your full multidimensional supernatural protection over Doug, his family, everyone involved, his household, his ministry, his media programs, supernaturally protect, God, in the name of Jesus. Supernaturally protect all those who are praying for Doug and praying for this situation. Supernaturally protect every person who's partnering with Doug in prayer and support. Supernaturally protect all his hosts that will be filling in when he's not there. Supernaturally protect them and anoint them, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them. We thank you for them. And God, we believe that all principalities and powers are bound in the name of Jesus. And we command right now, as we stand on Jesus Christ, the solid rock, we finish this prayer right now, standing on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, acknowledging you, Jesus, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And right now, in Jesus' name, we bind all principalities and powers. We bind all demonic activity in the name of Jesus. We bind spirits of witchcraft. We bind spirits of Satanism. We bind occult spirits in the name of Jesus. We bind spirits related to secret societies. We bind all spirits related to satanic, occultic societies in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we bind all spirits in human societies, organizational societies. We bind all spirits in Jesus' name in any society, institution, grouping, or gathering of individuals or groups in any kind of organizational structure, hidden or out in the open. We bind all principalities and powers in the name of Jesus. We dismantle in the authority of Christ and curse and destroy all dark, wicked plans in the name of Jesus and command them to come to nothing. We command them to stop right now, to be arrested right now. And Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is the action and activity of both human and non-human, if there is that activity in relationship to what Doug was talking about, we ask that you would expose it, you would reveal it, you would confirm it, you would give evidence of it. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we take the complete authority that you've given us in Jesus Christ from the throne room of God, and we command right now collectively, many of us all over the United States right now, we're praying together, and across the world, we're praying together right now in the name of Jesus, and countless numbers of you have the Holy Spirit in you, countless numbers of you listening are prayer warriors and you're praying, countless numbers of you know how to use the authority in Jesus Christ that God has given you, and we praise God that we are uniting as one with all of you who are true members of the body of Christ. And as true members of the body of Christ, we thank you, God, that not only, Jesus, are you head of the body of Christ, but all of us praying together in agreement as true members of the supernatural body of Christ, we believe your word, which says you have given your supernatural body of Christ on earth the supernatural power to tread upon all serpents and scorpions, which simply means you have given us, the true supernatural body of Christ, the supernatural power to tread upon, to stomp on, to place our feet upon and exercise dominion and exercise rulership upon all demon powers, all principalities and powers, are all dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places, which is what you meant when you said you gave us, the supernatural body of Christ, the power, the supernatural power and authority to tread upon the serpent and the scorpion. That simply means you have given us the supernatural authority to exercise dominion, rulership, domination, control over every demonic principality and power, spirits, and even human spirits and human organizations and human people in the spiritual realm and in the realm of legality and the law-abiding process. So in the spiritual realm, we right now tread upon, just like in ancient times when snakes or scorpions or even in battles when the armies of Israel would defeat an enemy army, they would often step on their necks before other things. And the stepping on their necks, forcing their head to be pressed to the ground, was a physical representation of the fact that they had lost their battle and they were under the dominion of the children of Israel. So, Father, we declare in the prophetic authority of the name of Jesus Christ beforehand, we declare right now in the name of Jesus from the throne room of God, we declare with prophetic authority regarding what will happen in the future, we declare in Jesus' name that all serpents and scorpions, all principalities and powers, all human beings and human organizations, all secret and occult societies are under our feet. We're treading upon them. We're ruling and reigning over them supernaturally through your authority. We're stomping on them. We're restraining them, binding them, imprisoning them right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak out under a prophetic authority and anointing that your plans will come to nothing. Your works of darkness will be exposed to the light in front of those righteous men and women who God has given sufficient authority to not only expose what you have done, but bring you to justice, imprisonment, and whatever the law and the Lord demand in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, in this final moment of prayer, as the supernatural power of God is descending upon your people right now, and you need to understand what's happening at this exact second, as we're praying for Doug Hagman, this very situation, and his family, the Lord is honoring our prayer because you and many other people did not ignore the voice of the Lord when you heard the Lord command us to go into serious spiritual prayer warfare for Doug and his family. You didn't ignore the Lord. We didn't ignore the Lord. We obeyed the Lord, and the Lord is rewarding us and rewarding us as intercessors. And the way, one of the ways that the Lord is rewarding us is that many of you right now, including myself, you have now stepped into a higher modality of faith and power in the kingdom of God. And there exists what the Lord calls the gift of faith. And what the gift of faith is, as many of you know, is when you begin to pray with a faith that is vastly more powerful and vastly more confident than your normal human ability to pray in faith. And what is happening is that the Spirit of God has released himself with the dunamis, the dynamite explosive force and power of God in your inner man, in your inner woman, which is happening to you right now. So accept it. Stop arguing with God. Stop trying to play intellectual chess with God. Come to God like a little child and receive with your mustard seed of faith, receive this anointing which the Lord is granting to you now. Because at this very second, countless numbers of you that are praying this prayer with me regarding Doug, countless numbers of you are experiencing your supernatural gift of faith coming alive under the force of the Holy Spirit. So what this means, you can feel it experientially, you can feel it in your heart, and you can know it in your mind. What's happening is your normal mode of prayer, which has always been powerful to whatever degree, is now exponentially increased in magnitude and power because God has rewarded your faithfulness with an endowment of power from on high. And one of the ways he's doing it is he is supernaturally amplifying the power and authority and faith of your prayers. That's called the supernatural gift of faith. When the supernatural gift of faith is being unlocked, which it is right now, I want you to take a step of faith right now in this prayer and say these words, please, after me. Lord Jesus Christ, I praise you. Say it out loud. And then say, Lord Jesus Christ, I praise you. And Lord Jesus Christ, I receive right now, I receive the supernatural gift of faith. I receive it. I thank you right now for giving me the supernatural gift of faith. And I thank you right now, Jesus, for activating in me the supernatural gift of faith. Thank you, Lord. I praise you for it. Now we're going to use it. He's activated the supernatural gift of faith in you. This means that you have a boldness to pray for things that you never thought you could pray for. You have a confidence that's rock solid that what you're praying for is going to happen. It gives you a supernatural power and authority to pray on a level of far higher power and to believe God for the impossible. You see, it's like this is kind of dumb. I can't think of anything else, and maybe some of you won't even know what I'm talking about. But many decades ago, when I was a kid, maybe the cartoons are burned up by now, there used to be a famous cartoon called Popeye. Popeye was a sailor, and he loved this girl named Olive. I think her name was Olive Oil or something. And the cartoons would always have Popeye, who was a skinny, scrawny guy who smoked a pipe, and he was in love with Olive Oil. But this big bully at the beach, I think his name was Pluto, was a big hunk, big bully, and he would kick sand in Popeye's face and humiliate Popeye and intimidate him and steal his girlfriend, Olive Oil or whatever. I think it's Olive Oil. Anyway, so Popeye was always getting pounded on big time by Pluto. But there was kind of a secret. When Popeye ate his spinach, and this was actually developed by an advertising marketing campaign, when Popeye ate his spinach, within seconds after Popeye eating a can of spinach, muscles would ripple in his body, and Popeye would have the physique of like a professional weightlifter, and Popeye, after eating his spinach, would be like Superman. And then he would take on Pluto and pound Pluto into a practical dust on the beach. He wasn't being bullied by a beach bully. Now, that may be so long ago, some of you don't even know what I'm talking about. But I used to use this decades ago because it reminded me of something. We are all in our flesh, kind of skinny, powerless, somewhat weak, Popeye the sailors. Okay? But when we eat our can of spinach, and this was made as a wartime kind of propaganda advertising cartoon to get people to eat healthy. When we eat our spinach, like when Popeye ate his spinach, he broke out with muscles and he would pound and wail on Pluto. But without eating his spinach, Popeye was just a scrawny victim who got picked on. The point here is that the Holy Spirit to us is like the spiritual spinach that Popeye ate. In and of ourselves, we may be relatively weak. But when, by faith, we rely on the power of the Holy Spirit, and when we receive the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit transforms supernaturally our inner man and our inner woman. And the power of the Holy Spirit, released by the gift of faith and other spiritual gifts and natural gifts, the power of the Holy Spirit is derived from the root word dunamis, which means the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, which literally means the dynamite explosive force power of the Holy Spirit. So when we rely by faith on the power of the Holy Spirit, what happens to us is what happened to David. All the mighty muscular warriors of Israel were terrified to engage and fight off the giant Goliath. But David had what they didn't have. He had the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and God called him to take on Goliath. Just David versus Goliath. And David used a slingshot and dropped that giant and killed him, and then held his head up in front of the massive Philistine army, and they ran in terror. So remember, in purely in our own strength and energy of the flesh, we have limitations. But when we put our faith in the unlimited, infinite, supernatural power of God, you are becoming right now by the inbreathing of the Spirit of God. You are becoming right now as you receive it by faith. You are becoming transformed with the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit in your inner man or woman. You are rising with faith and power that is transcendent of emotion. And what you are experiencing is the actual manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis dynamite power of God, filling your inner man or inner woman, taking over your mind, heart, and soul. And you now have an anointing, which is supernatural, an anointing which gives you supernatural intelligence, supernatural wisdom, supernatural resources, supernatural strength, supernatural power, and supernatural authority. What we're doing right now as we're praying for Doug Hagman and this entire situation is we have brought this into the throne room together, and God has rewarded you by releasing his dunamis dynamite power on you now. And I don't care if you think this is emotionalism, because guess what, baby? When the Holy Spirit hits you, you get emotional. And some of you right now, and it's you're emotional, and this might offend some, but I really don't care. I care about offending God. If that insults some of you, well, let the chips fall where they may be. But I'm not going to insult God. And I know that the power of the Holy Spirit is descending upon many, many people. And God is blessing you for your obedience to pray for your brother, Doug Hagman. And a certain percentage of you, what you're experiencing in terms of a physical reaction or a physiological reaction to the power of the Holy Spirit being poured out upon you, what you're experiencing right now at this second, physiologically and physically, is your body is trembling. Your hands are trembling. Your body is trembling, and most precisely, your arms and your hands are trembling. Not in some outrageous way. They're trembling. And you know why they're trembling? They're trembling because in your mind, in your intellect, in your being, the lights are like really turned on right now, and you can sense the power of Almighty God filling you. And the only thing you can do is tremble. You're trembling in the presence of Almighty God as he fills you and empowers you. You're trembling, as you should, because he's God Almighty. And then the other reason you're trembling is that the Lord is breathing into you, and the Lord is filling into you right now the dunamis, the dynamite power of the Holy Spirit. And as you are being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, you may not sense some intellectual transformation, but your body physiologically and physically is reacting to the fact that you're being filled with power from on high, and it's causing you to tremble. It's causing you to tremble. And not only that, tears are pouring out of a fair number of your eyes, and that's a physiological reaction to the presence and the power of the Lord descending upon you. Tears are coming upon you as you enjoy this powerful intimacy with God. And our response as believers together is that we, the supernatural body of Christ, we praise the Lord. We rejoice with you on the great things that God is doing. And now here's our final request before the Lord in the throne room of God. Lord God Almighty, we present Doug Hagman, his family, the people around him. We know that Joe is in heaven, but we present this entire situation with Doug Hagman, his programs, his family, to you, and what he vocalized on his radio television show. Lord, we pray for Doug. And Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, we call upon you, Almighty God, and we ask that the same dunamis power of the Holy Spirit that has descended upon so many right now, we ask, God, in Jesus' mighty name, that the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit would descend upon Doug, that it would fill Doug, that it would fill family members, that it would fill Joe's wife, that it would fill people, key people working with Doug Hagman, that it would fill his studios, Lord, that it would fill his home and dwelling, God, in the name of Jesus, the supernatural dunamis power of God, that it would be poured out and it would fill everything we just named. And then finally, Lord, in faith, as the supernatural manifestation of the supernatural gift of faith is activated in us, and we become more than mere men and women. Lord, we see the enemy, and we see the enemy kind of like David saw Goliath. We have no fear in us. We are overcome with the supernatural power of God. But Lord, we take up our spiritual, and let me emphasize the word spiritual weapon, which in David's case was one smooth stone and a slingshot. And Lord, you know if and who and what caused Joe's mysterious death. You know everything. And so on that basis, Lord, by faith, we see the target as David saw the target, Goliath. And collectively, Lord, there's a vast number of us praying right now, and you should be passing this program on personally to your friends, to meet social media groups, and other things. You should be passing on this verbal message, because the name of the game is to enroll and enlist as many people as possible to pray for Doug Hagman and the situation. And we can't link up increased numbers of people praying if you don't distribute yourself links and this program. It's a multiplication process. So all of us right now, in Jesus' name, as one, by faith, Lord, this is what we speak. It's a prophetic declaration by faith. Lord, we speak to the enemy or enemies regarding this situation and Doug Hagman. You know who they are, Lord. You know their zip code. You know their social security number. You know everything about them, the cell phone numbers and secret identity things. Lord, you know everything about them. There's nowhere they can hide, because there's no way you can hide from the eyes of God. Lord, you know who they are. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that they would repent and ask God for forgiveness and put things right. But if they refuse to repent and put things right, Lord, we're asking you, God Almighty, that you would release your divine judgment and your divine justice upon them. And Lord, you know what's required, because you set up law and righteousness. And so we ask God that on the basis of the blood of Jesus Christ and faith, that you would bring those responsible to justice, and we declare it done, and that you would leave no stone unturned, Lord. You would release the hounds of heaven, God. And we declare it as done, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Spread this message, spread this word. Again, conversely, if things are superficially what they appear to be, then reveal that. But Lord, all of us as believers with the Holy Spirit in us, we have a sense from the Spirit of God that there is something amiss here. And so, Lord, we ask you to move. And please let me know that you're doing that. And let Doug know that you're doing that. You can visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. We'll have some stuff up at paulmcguire.us dealing with this very subject. God bless you. I'm Paul McGuire. And somebody pass it on to Doug. God bless you. Visit paulmcguire.us.